It is iRadio Thursday. Dave and Fionnuala with you. And who wants a 1,500 euro hen?
I do. I'll become a woman and get married to get this hen party.
What does it entail? Well, it's an overnight stay with dinner, three-course meal, that is, if you're fit for dessert. A reserved area in the Garvogue in Sligo. Drinks, activities, and if you make it up in the morning, get the breakfast. Garvoghenstag.ie, Sligo's award-winning party package provider. We've had contestants all week. The high on Monday is 8 out of 10, but two women wanting to beat that today are in Rosemount in County Westmeath. They're heading with their football team, Kiloga Ladies, for the Paddy O'Shea tournament tomorrow. They're heading for Dingle, so it's lucky we got them today, isn't it? We have Michelle and Claire. Michelle is the bride-to-be. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
And hello, Claire.
Hello.
Michelle, you are the bride-to-be. You are the one who took on the nomination of yourself and Claire. Is Claire going to be... Well, number one, is she a good sister? And number two, is she going to be a good maid of honour?
Yeah, she's not doing too bad now so far.
What's the biggest job she's helped with so far?
Well, it's probably going down to select the dress or pick out the dress.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
The whole day.
Isn't she absolutely wonderful, Claire?
Yeah.
Do you believe that it is you that's been talked about in such wonderful terms?
Yeah, look, I'm actually not that bad, really, in fairness. I'm not that bad.
How long have you been sisters?
Well, I'm 24, so I suppose since birth.
A good two decades at it, you're flying it.
I just wanted to test you and get you on the right track. As long as you know how long your sister's, we can work it from this. So what's going to happen is, Claire, you're going to be put on hold.
Okay.
And you're going to hear absolutely nothing in 3, 2, 1, hold. Claire? Can't hear us. Michelle?
Yep.
Are you ready to answer some questions about yourself?
Sure, go on.
Let's begin with this. Who's your favourite singer or band?
I'd have to say Westlife.
What's your karaoke song?
Oh, probably When You're Looking Like That.
When You're Looking Like That. Don't get me going, Michelle. Where would the bride be going on honeymoon? That's you.
Hopefully the Maldives.
Oh, very nice. What's your star sign?
Scorpio.
What's your shoe size?
5.
Would you pick cheese and onion or salt and vinegar crisps?
Oh, definitely cheese and onion.
Would you have beans in a full Irish breakfast?
Yep.
Oh, you absolutely disgust me. But we'll have that conversation another day. Where did you go to national school?
Rosemount.
What is the name of your first pet?
Tyson? Yeah, we had a German Shepherd.
Oh, I wouldn't have pictured Tyson the German Shepherd. I would have pictured Tyson the Pitbull. But that's my preference. And finally, 10th question. What celebrity would be on your, inverted commas, hall pass? Do you know what a hall pass is?
Yeah.
Who is it?
That's a good question, actually.
Can I rephrase the question?
You can, of course.
Yeah.
Who is the one celebrity that your other half would allow you to shift with no consequences?
Probably Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum was on yesterday's show as well. It was one of the questions, wasn't it?
Anything to do with celebrity crushes and who's on a hall pass list, I think Channing Tatum's going to make an appearance.
Michelle Malloy is the bride-to-be. She's answered 10 questions quickly about herself. Then I suppose if you can't answer questions about yourself quickly, then who can you answer them about quickly? Claire is being distracted. It's now time to take them back off the producer and say, Michelle is still with us. Claire, are you with us?
Yeah.
How did you enjoy the silence?
Unreal.
Did you
sweat in here?
Did you enjoy your thinking time?
I did.
Are you ready to answer the same 10 questions that your lovely sister and bride-to-be Michelle answered?
I hope so.
Let's begin with this. What is Michelle's favourite singer or band?
Westlife.
What is the bride's karaoke song?
When You're Looking Like That.
Where is the bride going on honeymoon?
The Maldives.
What's the bride's star sign?
Scorpio.
What's her shoe size?
5.
Would the bride pick cheese and onion or salt and vinegar crisps?
Cheese and onion.
Would Michelle, the bride-to-be, have beans in a full Irish breakfast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Would you?
Questionable.
Yeah, Michelle is a sick individual. Where did the bride go to national school?
In Rosemount.
That's not what she said. What was the name of the bride's first pet?
Tyson.
And finally, what celebrity would be on their hall pass list?
Oh. I'm going to say Shannon Tatum because we went to see Magic Mike last week.
Okay, we have to tot these up now.
Yeah, they're going to be very difficult to tot up, surely.
Dave, it's looking very impressive.
It's 10 out of 10, ladies. Congratulations. You're on top.
Can you be beaten? Well, not beaten, but tied with.
Oh, God.
So we better...
Yeah, we know it pretty well.
We better explain the tiebreaker situation. If we have 10 out of 10s tomorrow, it's luck of the draw. We're not going to pitch you against each other. There's going to be two envelopes. There's going to be your names in one. There's going to be potentially tomorrow's players in another. And we'll go from there. So the best of luck, ladies. You'll have to sit tight. Squeaky bum time tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Okay, great. Thank you. And thank you're being the pair together on the way to Dingle.
And you're definitely not in the same room, no?
No, I'm in the middle of nowhere outside Boris O'Kane and she's in Athlone.
Okay, I'd love to believe you. Well, we're suspicious. Right, good luck, the best of luck. We might be calling back again tomorrow. Good luck, good luck, good luck.
Bye.
The Malloys from Rosemount. 10 out of 10, Michelle and Claire. Michelle the bride-to-be, Claire the maid of honour. Fionnuala, thoughts?
They're very impressive, although there was some hesitation followed by some very definite answers then.
That
happens, doesn't it?
We're saying everything, but we're saying nothing. We're saying everything, but we're saying nothing.
10 parties.
I'll just play the music, you know? Couldn't be making any mad accusations at all. Tomorrow, final two contestants, iRadio.ie/hen, €1,500 hen party on the line. Will it be you?
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.